Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. I want to help you steer clear of some common credit card mistakes your college student might make. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Did you know that the average consumer has 9 credit cards? Don't let your student get caught in the crosshairs of that potential debt. Collecting too many credit cards is absolutely not a good thing. Even if the cards have zero balances, multiple open accounts mean the account holder is ripe for the potential temptation to max out on all the plastic. So school your students well before they get to school and are confronted with all those offers of free giveaways if they just sign up for yet another piece of plastic. Another reminder, the credit card introductory rate isn't forever. But how many young consumers remember that? If they do their homework, they'll know that once that usually 6-month teaser introductory rate is over, it's not unusual for the rate to jump to 18 or 20%. That is an ugly and unexpected surprise for the uninformed. A big lesson to be learned about credit cards is the importance of reading the fine print. That's where the devil and the details of the offer are printed, in tiny but all-inclusive explanations. Most credit cards have limitations about balance transfer fees, amounts, and new purchases. Your students should be well-schooled about the importance of knowing all those tiny details. Be sure to choose a credit card for the right reasons. By this I mean, don't let your student choose a card just because it has other attractions such as a rebate or rewards program or is offered by a well-known icon or celebrity. Remind your student that credit card grantors are not their friend. It is a business that wants to earn as much money as it can. So make it your student's business to shop for the card that has the best interest rate rather than the most interesting look. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.